This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Jonathan Wilson. Child support can make a breakup involving children messy, especially if that child support starts going unpaid. Non-custodial parents across the country owe more than $114 billion in child support debt. WAMU's Sasha Ann Simons of the Affordability Desk has been talking to people in the Washington region about how unpaid child support can put parents and their children in the district at risk of poverty. And Sasha Ann joins us now. Hi there.
Hi, Jonathan.
Okay, so can you give us an overview of what custodial mothers and fathers are facing when child support goes unpaid?
Yeah, child support is an order of the court that really should be paid in full, but the reality is sometimes it's just not. And that's happening much more often than reported. What we do know, Jonathan, is that in 2018, for example, about two-thirds of custodial parents across the country who were due child support received just some of the payments, and only 43.5% reported receiving the full amount. And when child support is unpaid, it adds to the financial burden, and in some cases it puts, as you said in the intro, some single parents and their children at the risk of poverty. To illustrate that more for you, according to the Census Bureau, of the 1.6 million custodial parents with incomes below the poverty level, less than half of them are actually receiving their full child support payments, and that could be problematic.
And as I understand it, you've been learning that things can actually be worse here in the district. I imagine the higher cost of living here in our region means that there's more at stake for the children at the center of this.
Yeah, reporting on the Affordability Desk, you know, we're seeing a trend here. The high cost of living in D.C. just makes everything worse, and this is no different. There are currently more than 26,000 custodial parents in D.C. that have a child support case. Last year, 32% of them actually received partial or no child support payments at all. And what's worse, Jonathan, is that of all the custodial parents in the district, there are 8,550 of them who are in the child support system, and they're also receiving TANF. So that's Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. It's a program that gives cash assistance to people who have children that are experiencing poverty.
Okay, so if you are one of those custodial parents who has a child support case, is there any recourse? I mean, what is the district government doing about this problem?
So the district government is at first trying to talk things through. They're trying to reach out to that non-custodial parent, assuming that this is a person that is not responsive or just outright not paying their payments. So their first rule of thumb is generally to give that parent a chance to catch up before taking any further action. But further action, though, if necessary, can mean things like garnishing a non-custodial parent's wages. They can also target their driver's license, get that suspended. Another tactic is to intercept their income tax returns. I spoke with Star Granby Collins. She's from the district's Office of the Attorney General. They're the department that enforces child support payments. Here she talks about some of the challenges with the wage garnishment I mentioned.
The problem is that a lot of people nowadays in the gig economy don't have regular paychecks. You know, you might, I don't know, you might do Uber. You might do something where it's not a traditional means where we can collect the funds, or maybe your money fluctuates month to month.
And for non-custodial parents who may be facing those barriers to paying child support on time, are there options for them?
When I talked to Granby Collins, one of her biggest points was that the children are at the center of this. And that's the thing that not only the government, but of course, it's on the custodial parents' mind. But unfortunately, you know, children, in order to thrive, they do need both parents supporting them, typically. And so recognizing, though, that the non-custodial parents could have barriers like incarceration or employment issues or even mental health issues, they consider that as well, that are keeping them from being able to make the payments. So here's something else that Granby Collins added to that discussion.
We have a job program here where we literally have two specialists, and their job is to help non-custodial parents find jobs, and they help them with soft skills.
And so, again, it's just a matter of seeing if we can get both sides to communicate properly and, at the end, recognizing that we just want the full support for the child in order to get them to do well.
All right. That's Sasha Ann Simons from WAMU's Affordability Desk. Thanks for joining us and talking about this topic that affects so many people. You can send a story idea or a question to the Affordability Desk. Just visit WAMU.org/affordability.